The gospel reading today is our Lord tells us that no one lights a lamp and conceals it with a vessel, but rather puts on a lampstand where it gives light to everyone who comes in. You are that light. The Lord doesn't want that light hidden, but he wants it shining. He's the one who started it. He's the one who said, I've come into the world to start a fire. And he said, how I wish it was burning. That's a fire of his charity in our hearts that he is looking for. That's what he came to do. And so many of us spend so much time trying to keep that down. We want the Lord, but we kind of don't because we want to fit in. We want to be like everyone else who doesn't want the Lord. It's like, which is it? We can't be living this divided life. We're hypocrites when we do that sort of thing. If we're going to live according to the way the Lord wants, we have a little bit of an insight into that in the first reading today. We hear about the justice that we have to be doing toward others. In other words, somebody has a claim and it's in our power to provide it right now. That's what we need to do. Don't tell somebody to come back tomorrow if we can actually handle it today. But even more important, envy not the lawless man and choose none of his ways. Again, if we're looking at it and saying we want to fit in with all these other people, isn't that exactly what we're doing, is envying these people and choosing their ways? It's not the way we need to be. We have to be about choosing the Lord, because it says, to the Lord the perverse one is an abomination, but with the upright is his friendship. So do we want to be the friend of the Lord, or do we not? Do we want to give him lip service while our hearts are far from him, or do we really want to live the faith that we profess? That sounds like a pretty easy thing. It is not. We live in a world that has gone completely haywire. What is considered normal at this point is so abnormal that it's not even close. And yet we look like a bunch of nuts if we try and say that this isn't right, this isn't normal. And so the natural human tendency is to try to find the middle ground. The middle ground is where Jesus is, not where society has pushed it. We have to recognize what's happened in our society. It's the way the media has worked. It's also the way that the communists work. They push, and they push, and they push, until finally people say, wait a minute, that's too far. Then they back off. And then you adjust to where it has been pushed to. Then they push some more. And they push and they push and they push until you say, wait, that's too much. Then they'll back off. But see, they keep pushing it out, and then you keep adjusting to it. Then they push again until we say it's too far, and then we adjust again. Ask yourself, what do you think your great-grandparents would say if they were just plunked into our day? If they were taken from 100 years ago and just dropped into our situation, they would be horrified. And we just shrug it off. Huh. People with blue hair, that's normal. People with tattoos from head to toe, that's normal. People with pins all over their face, that's normal. Boys who think they're girls and girls who think they're boys, that's normal. No, it is not. None of this stuff is normal. But we've just become okay with it all. It's the way it is. Get used to it. Wrong. We need to live the truth. Not what society says is normal, and therefore not what the society says is truth. We need to live according to God's truth. And so right down the line, we have to look at that. because there is so much in our society that has completely gone astray. And so some of those areas, yeah, they're pretty obvious. See somebody walking down the street with purple hair, you kind of go, oh boy. But how about all the other things? We didn't start with purple hair. We started with a lot smaller things, and all that's happening now with all that kind of nonsense is these poor people are so unloved that they're looking for attention. They're doing anything to try and get your attention, so if they're getting no attention, they'll make their hair purple to see if you'll look at them funny, just to get attention, because negative attention's better than no attention. But these poor people, it's all a matter that they don't even know what it is to be loved. So what's our task? To live a righteous way, to live a just way, to live a way of charity. In that sense, to live as our Lord did, because that's what he did. He came into a world that had gone crazy. They probably didn't have purple hair dye back in his day, so that wasn't happening. But they had all kinds of their own problems, many of which have come back to haunt us. And he came into that world, and he lived a way of righteousness. He lived a way of justice. He lived a way of charity. And people saw that. Some people, of course, didn't like it, and they wanted him killed. Other people saw it and were attracted by it because they recognized that this was what was good and this was what was right. That's what we can do for others. Just be the light. Be the example. It doesn't require working miracles or getting up on a soapbox and preaching or doing extraordinary things. Today, being normal is extraordinary. I mean, let's admit it. Being who God created you to be is no longer the norm. And therefore, it has become extraordinary. You're going to stand out because you're normal. It's like going into a psych ward. If you're the only one that's normal in the psych ward, you're the one that looks weird. Well, in our society today, if you're going to live the way God created you to live, you're going to look like you don't fit in because you don't. And so they're all going to look at you and go, you're crazy. You're a nut. I always think back and chuckle to myself. I went over to the uptown area in Minneapolis one day. This was 20 years or so ago. And I've never been over there. Somebody wanted to meet for lunch, and so I went over there. So I've got my cassock on. My hair is cut short as it usually is. And these people are walking down the street with half their hair down to their shoulder and the other half cut like mine. These odd get-ups and weird stuff all over them and all this stuff. And I'm walking down the street going to this restaurant. This guy looks at me. He's got, you know, all this stuff. He goes, great duds, dude. And I thought, oh, no. They think I'm one of them. Because my hair was short and I had a cassock on. They'd never seen a cassock. This was kind of cool to them. It's like, wow, that's different from everybody else. So, yeah, I guess. If you're normal, you're weird. Well, I'm weird anyway, so that's okay. But I always said, if that's what's normal, I don't want to be normal. It's not how God created us to be. So be the light. Live as God created you to live. That can only happen if we have our prayer life in good order, so that we're conforming ourselves to Christ. And in that, we have the grace then to be able to walk according to his way and not get caught up into the thing of, well, I got to fit in with everybody else. So just be normal, because that's who God created you to be. That shouldn't be too difficult. But we know our weakness all too well. We want to fit in. Jesus said, be hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. He lit a fire in your heart, and he wants it to be burning. He wants you to be on fire with him. He doesn't want you being lukewarm and giving him lip service when you come to church, but then not living it when you're out there because you need to fit in. Now, he wants you on fire. And he wants that fire burning brightly so that it gives light to everyone who sees it. So if you live a normal life these days, you're going to stand out. You're going to be extraordinary in that way, just by being ordinary. By being normal, you've become abnormal. So the light will shine and people will see it because they can't miss it. So like I said, you don't have to do extraordinary things. Just be who God created you to be and allow the light to shine so that other people will be able to recognize it. And in seeing that and treating them with kindness, just being kind to them, that can make such a huge difference in their lives because someone actually treated them with respect. Maybe not treating themselves with respect, but we certainly can. That's the kind of light that people need to see. That's the kind of thing that we're called to. And that's what the Lord is asking of us, to be the light shining in the darkness.